Hello and welcome to another In Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaffman, in association with KFFP, Freeform Portland Radio. We might even have a song called Portland on today's show, if I can get to it. Anyway, it's Saturday morning somewhere, I'm sure, at this time, depending where you are in the world. And therefore, it should be time for Lovely Eggs. What did I say? Lovely Eggs, yes. They have a new album coming out soon. You can pre-order it. And we're going to bring you tracks from it today. Here's the first of what will be many in over the coming show. Here's this is Wiggy Giggy.
We keep
or sounding like they ate Flaming Lips for breakfast. That's the Lovely Eggs with a fantastic song called Wiggy Gee from the new album. This is Eggland. It's out soon. You can buy it, you can pre-buy it. And they're on tour, and you will dance. Believe me, this whole album is rock music built for playing live. Fantastic stuff. Right, Clawman. Everyone loved Clawman last week. Played it on the last show. It was a 12-minute song. And so I'm going to give you a bit more Clawman, even though the album is a year old or so. This is a short one. It's called Revenge of the Natural World from the album King of the Jungle. Well, I'm going through some of my stuff that I've not got to in the last year or so, and finding all kinds of gems like that by Dr. Nod. It's the B-side of a single, and you can find his stuff at Bandcamp. Right. Now, the resurgence, or the, maybe it's the surgence, the first surgence, of Italian kind of rock and avant-garde music is continuing. I keep getting stuff from there that I think is great. This is Les Llamas with Fight Fire with Fire, and it features one Mark Stewart.
A search for the truth. What was really done with the world's last soldier. 100 years from now. But the fraught years of the 21st century have left an uneasy genetic legacy. The failed results of science's early excursions into twisting the human genome now live among us as barely tolerated variant outcasts, licensed, monitored, and despised. He's hated and feared. 13 is a traitor and a bringer of death. And an unwelcome reminder of all that is dark in the human psyche. And so begins a frenetic manhunt, a battle survival. The ramifications of playing with a genetic blueprint. It's about our capacity for deceit and corruption. In every sense of the word. Calling. She discovers that sometimes you can only fight fire with fire. A genetically engineered hyper-real culture to fight the century's last conflicts survives a mysterious crash landing. Lost ocean, a series of brutal slayings erupt across America. She discovers that sometimes you can only century. Magic Freak. And an unwelcome member of all that is dark in the human psyche. He is, in every sense of the world, the dark man, the shadow man. And at the moment he is beyond even jurisdiction or help, banged up for intent to procure. So when calling, ready to cut a deal, and he begins a frantic manhunt, a battle for survival, a search for the truth about the most really done with the world's last soldiers. Unstoppable. The ramifications of playing with our genetic blueprint. It's about our capacity for violence. But more worrying, thank you.
That's called Preview to a Spaceship. And it's, of course, Eugene Chadbourne, very famous person in the underground, and the amazing Rob McGill on duet there. That previous song, Lay Llamas, the start of it sounded just like the famous track called Collar by the Tiny Pinpricks of Fame, featuring Simran in the Mountain, which came in at number 3 in our 2012 Listener Voted Festive 51, in case you haven't been around that long listening to the show. People who do support the show through Patreon, Patreon, look up Zaffman Music, they can request things like that and get the whole show again, you know, all that sort of stuff. So going back in time. But anyway, here's somebody we've been playing for years, the marvellous Martin Rack, who goes under many names. This one, a lot of them are anagrams, but a lot of them, the anagrams aren't strictly strictly anagrams. This one is called he's Myth Narc on this one. And it's just, I think, a great example of how virtuoso and different he can be. For the beautiful Beasts of 5 AM, who I know well. Has anybody brought the sound of air and breath to music quite like John Hassell? I don't know. He's now 81. His latest album is called Listening to Pictures, and that song is called Picnic. Quite marvellous, I think. Now, I was listening to Mouse on Mars' latest album called Dimensional People. Decided I really want to bring you a song from that, and I'm going to. It's called Resume, but... can't really do that without thinking about Mark Smith, who, of course, passed away earlier this year, and a great loss to us all. But there was a time back in 2004, it's only 14 years ago, when he was still quite vibrant, and did some work with them, Mouse on Mars, off the album Wipe That Sound. This is Sound City featuring the great Mark E. Smith.
In my resume, what will I say about games I had to play to try to get my way? In my resume, shall I write about how long my existence was in doubt, or do the things that I was ashamed to shout about in my resume? Will I sing, oh, at last my future's become my past? I've seen the rocks of Alcatraz in my resume. I'm thinking as I'm writing, I'm sketching as I go, trying to put into perspective things my children ought to know. Gotta be so careful, I don't lead minds astray. It's how you read what's written in the past that makes the future style its way. in my resume, what will I say when it's time for the right to have a better, 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 much better world?
Well, the Berlin duo Mouse and Mars have made their name over the years by using numerous guests on every album. And so it's all over the place, the music, and often very interesting and sometimes not so. But who is that? Who was that on that song Resume? I can't find it on the internet. I don't know who it was, but some of you might know the reference to the music in the song. So if you do, send it to Zaph at zaphman.com. Z-A-P-H at Zaphmann, two N's, .com, and then I'll be enlightened. Thanks. I'm going to keep this kind of vibe going here. Majestic, spelled M-A-D-G-E-S-D-I-Q, is up here. He's got an album called Herb or maybe you're meant to say, I don't know, you're meant to say herb or herb. Herb in the morning, I don't care. The song is Let Me Heal.
I need time. Time to heal from the wounds that have been self-inflicted by my desire to be alone with myself. Away from the noise, the chaos, the clatter, the ongoing, the senseless, the frivolous, the chatter. Plus all of those other things I've been taught along the way that mattered, when in actuality they didn't. But silence to a man is like calm to a sea, like pieces to a mind inhibited by time and space. Free. Free to just be without the influence or distraction of others. A chance to declutter all of the mumbo jumbo, the issues I must work through myself before I'm at leisure to help you through yours. Today, I must be selfish. Even though the world is becoming more crazy daily, there's nothing I can do to save it, for this is part of a bigger picture, an evolutionary plan that will take place whether we are here in this form or not. For suns become earths, and earths become moons, and moons become comets, and so on and so on. Regardless of what, the show must go on. Now don't get me wrong, because about my fellow man I do care, but there's an infinite universe out there, and the more I get to know it and explore it, the more I will bring back to share with those who also have a desire to go there. For I cannot share with you that which you cannot see, and frankly today I don't have the energy or the time it will take to help you see. Today I must be free. Free from all responsibility that has nothing to do with thee. This will be better for we. This will do wonders for me. Cause a person who has not the time for self cannot get right for you. It's something we all must have time at some point or another throughout the course of a day to do. To keep the proper balance that must be obtained in life to sustain. Without stress, without anger or frustration. Without comparison, worry, fear, or shallow considerations. For there's always something else we could be doing, but what will it yield? Will it be part of the infliction or the thing that helps you heal? For the truth remains tightly concealed until it is revealed to him or her who can move while being still. Quieting the thoughts, letting the feelings take over instinctively and naturally creating the things that one day may impact the scene in a positive way. Changing the course of destiny, if only by a small degree, that would be better than nothing, you see. It's nice in here. Much better than it is out there, unaware, so I'm fine. And no, this has nothing to do with you, I have no problem with you. It's just that I need some time to heal, some time to see how I really feel. And not how I've been conditioned to feel or think or react to what you may do or what you may say or what I should say. Today is my day. My day to work on me. Or should I say allow myself to be worked on by a pair of invisible hands that massage my temple of Solomon, helping I transcend to the level of a god. If I may use the term so loosely, for the presence of a better one at this time now eludes me. Excuse me, but this I must ask you. Are we getting anywhere here? Is this conversation really sinking in here? Though it really doesn't matter if it is or it isn't, because I need time to heal and I made my decision. So I step inside of a cocoon, a large room, to resume the process of healing. Removing all toxicity from my being, changing the color of my aura, increasing the distance that it travels, channeling my inner Buddha. Removing the bandages from my eyes that have been blinded by the illusion, the root of all confusion. Alter my experience immediately. So if you would be so kind as to respect my request and give me time to heal, I will without hesitation grant you the same favor when the shoe happens to land on the other foot. For the world travels in circles, what goes around truly does come around. Word, power, and sound. For the moment, I am here.
face, look my happy face.
Fuck you all and fuck you too. Happy, happy, merry and I'm happy.
Tell her not to fuck off, tell her not to fuck off, tell her not to fuck off.
Happy, happy, very, very happy.
Burning up the town, burning up the town.
Fuck you all and fuck you too. For you will be the death of you. Your happy times are bright and new. Happy, happy, very, very happy.
Silly little fox, silly little fox, silly little fox.
Happy, happy, very, very happy.
Watch it falling down, watch it falling down.
Fuck you all and fuck you too. Happy, 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 happy biting.
Nashy little teeth, nashy little teeth, nashy little teeth.
Happy, happy, we are also biting.
Bite your happy face, bite your happy face.
Fuck you all and fuck you too.
Waiting.
Yes, this is a consistently remarkable Ugo Fismes PLC with Happy Happy from his album. He's got two or three albums this year. This one's called Fuchmann. And you can find his music on Bandcamp at Composter of Music. And it's been a great show, isn't it? What an amazing array of music tonight. Taking me on a journey myself. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next weekend, or maybe with an extra show in a week.